Hi there, it's Ray Edwards with another audio training, and the frequently asked question is, what about offering a guarantee? Do I need to offer one? And if so, will it really increase my sales? The answer to the first question is, first of all, yes, you do need to offer a guarantee. The reason is, just like you and just like me, all the prospects that come to your website are skeptical. They don't know you, they don't necessarily like you yet because they don't know you, and they don't trust you. So your job is to get them to do all three: know, like, and trust you. One way to do that is to offer a guarantee that takes all the risk off your prospect or customer and puts it firmly onto your shoulders. In essence, what you're telling them is, try my product, and if it doesn't deliver the results I'm telling you that it will, I'll simply give you your money back. So a guarantee is very important. You need to offer one. Now, there's a question of how long does the guarantee need to be? And is this a corollary question? Yes, it is. I get this question a lot. Some people say 30 days. Some people say 90. If you're selling through ClickBank, you'll find that it's 8 weeks, regardless of what you prefer, because that's ClickBank's guarantee time. If you're using a regular merchant account, most of them don't want you to offer more than a 30-day guarantee. That way they feel they are less at risk. Personally, if you can swing it through your merchant account or business, I think it's best to offer at least a 90-day guarantee, and in some cases, maybe as much as 6 months to a year. There's a lot of data to support the idea that the longer the guarantee, the lower the refund rates, and there's a lot of speculation as to why that might be. One theory has it that if you simply give a 30-day guarantee, people are much more conscious about making sure they either use the product or return it before the 30 days are up. Some people argue that just by giving a 30-day guarantee, you'll have more customers who may not ever get around to opening your product, listening to the audios, watching the videos, or even reading the manuscript, whatever the case may be, and actually return it because they realize 30 days is almost up, they haven't used it, and they should probably get their money back. I don't know if that's true or not. I think the real message here is to use a guarantee with a minimum of 30 days, 90 days or more if you can offer it, and for goodness sakes, test it to see which length of guarantee gets you the best sales and the lowest refund rate results. What's the next audio training all about? Email marketing. Is it in fact dead? We'll find out on your next audio training.